Welcome to the fifth episode of The Exchange with yours truly, Nick Mangold, and my good friend, Mark Sanchez. Mark, how are we doing today?
Buddy, if I were any better, it would be against the law.
Ah, I see what you did there. See, by the time you were gone, we had a coach here that would say, if I were any better, I'd be you. Which was always an interesting play. So when you didn't say that, it threw me for a loop.
I'm sorry. I stole that from my dad. I don't know if I believe it, but I'm going to say it tells true.
All right. It works. All right. So draft extravaganza. You know, I think that it's always interesting. You know, when you're in this time of year, you always get people's draft stories. You get draft feelings. It's all – the NFL has done an amazing job of being able to take something that seems so boring and make it into something as big as it is. What were your feelings going in the draft? Like, I mean, you were special quarterback. Like, you knew you were going high, right?
I had a pretty good feeling. You know, I had a funny story about Seattle talking about drafting me the night before the draft and feeling good going into draft day. But I'm curious what Elijah's going to say about that. So I'm going to save part of that for there. But
Hold on. Speaking of Elijah, we have our first ever in-studio guest today on this episode.
That's
Elijah
right.
Tucker will be with us. So a little spoiler alert for those out there. It's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to it.
In studio. In the flesh.
In the flesh. Shaking hands.
I got to make it out there for one of them. Let's go.
I know.
I want to come in.
Oh, could you imagine if we did it from like a couch and just like snuggle the whole time?
Ooh. Whoa.
So I
wanted to touch on something you said about the NFL, because I went back randomly and was watching a 30 for 30 on from Elway to Marino, the draft story, and seeing the way the old draft worked with Pete Rozelle and I think it was like the Marriott or the Sheraton in Times Square in Manhattan. And like, there were some fans up top and like a bunch of reporters and stuff, seeing it like that and then seeing it today and how far it's come, and whether it's the draft, the schedule release, the whatever, it's a year round deal, free agency, you know, it's become this thing that the NFL has wanted and capitalized on every possible moment. I went to the draft this year in Vegas, and it was incredible. I thought they nailed it. I thought the Jets nailed it, much like when they drafted you, when they drafted me, in my humble opinion. I thought they did an excellent job. But what's funny is, when, as soon as you get drafted, what people don't realize is that next week is kind of a weird lull, because if you're a first rounder, even some second rounders, like, you'll go to the city, do your press conference, and then you have like this void for like 6 or 7 days, and then rookie minicamp. So you can't really go to the facility. And if you're coming from Southern California, like I was, then you go all the way to New York and you just got to like sit around for 7 days. I get Leon Washington, Chauncey Stuckey, and Jericho Cotchery and Dustin Keller to come catch balls, to come catch passes and stuff during the week, like randomly with some rookie kid. And I'm staying at the W in Times Square because the Jets were putting me up there and they had just flown me out. So like for a week, I'm working out at the W, eating like pizza in Times Square, seeing Broadway shows, and I'm a Jet, like when I practice with these guys, but I haven't met the rest of the team. Then I go to rookie minicamp and don't throw to any of those guys. So it's just such a weird 7 days of your life where you're kind of like this amoeba floating, trying to find your identity. Although on the outside, everything seems amazing, but really trying to figure out your schedule and your life during that week is pretty hectic. And it's not what people think.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. You know what I did after I got drafted? I went to class.
You're still in school.
Yeah. But I did take – so when I got drafted, you know how rookie minicamps are typically like the weekend after the draft. So you have like that little law that you're talking about. For some reason, the Jets that year, our rookie minicamp was the second weekend after the draft. So – I know.
2 weeks of school.
I never left school. I had to finish school before I got up here. But I ended up we came up to New York anyways that weekend and just spent a weekend in the city, thinking like, oh, this is amazing, this is awesome. You know, I can't wait to be up here. And then when I came back for rookie minicamp and I landed in LaGuardia and they were driving me out to Hofstra, I was like, wait a second, this isn't the city. Like, this is where are we going? Like, there's no tall buildings out here. So I was a little rope-a-doped on that one. I was sitting there that weekend before, like in the city, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then realized that we were on Long Island and I'd have to take the train into the city. Yeah, that's when the reality hit a little bit. Like, oh, this is like a real job, and like we're not just here for all fun and games.
But how did you go to class? Because how did you go to class for 2 weeks knowing you just made like millions of dollars?
I had to finish. I started.
Yeah, I know, but were people like, yo, buy me lunch?
No one really. I don't know. I don't know how it is.
Nobody really talked to you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I just sat by myself. And, you know,
just it was like my, with the it Jets. Was nobody even talked to you.
Oh, don't you start. It was just me and my roommate. We'd be going to class and we'd come home, play Halo. I think AJ left right away. No, AJ didn't leave either. He finished as well. So he went his rookie minicamp up in Green Bay and then came back. Because I think back in the day, there used to be a rule that, like, if you were still in school, like if it was a quarter system instead of semester, yeah, like you weren't allowed to come up until after finals
to be there.
And so, like, there was nothing we could do anyway. So it was kind of fun because, like, I would talk to like Brick or something, who was already up here and like working in OTAs and everything, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm still at school, like just kind of hanging out. We're going out tomorrow night, like. It's like, it's a Tuesday. It's like, yeah, I don't have class on Wednesday. Like, it's great.
College, baby.
College, baby. So being the second first-round pick, you really have none of the responsibilities of being a first-round pick, and it was pretty awesome.
It's like being the king's brother. It's ridiculous.
Yes. It's fantastic. All right. So let's see if we can bring in AVT here and pick his brain a little bit, have a little fun. Look forward to this interview. I think it's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to, especially in person. I mean, we've yet to talk to anybody. If we could get you, Mark, here, that would be awesome. But at least step by step, we are getting back to normal. So let's get to that interview right away. And we have our first ever in studio guest, Elijah Vera Tucker. Welcome to the exchange with myself and Mark Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Mark, say hello to your good buddy here. Did you guys go to the same school or something?
Indeed.
Wow.
I don't remember where you went.
Elijah, you focus on me. Me and you, AVT, man. And the Sanchez will handle this whole thing. Don't worry about Nick.
No, there's always some SC haters.
Let's talk a little USC, big dog. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little USC. How's the studio, by the way? You like it? Nice and comfy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a nice little studio out here, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty. The first one mm-hmm. here, so.
Oh, yeah. Know.
It's like a bathtub. You leave a ring in the bathtub, that's a problem. Everybody knows it's you.
Yeah. You got here. Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
All right. Okay. You're welcome. Give me some USC stuff, man. All the fans want to know, all the USC fans, and there's a million of them. Mm-hmm. What was it like being there? Your favorite part about it, was it the Coliseum? Was it the quad at lunchtime? Because that was pretty nice. Mm-hmm. You know, did you hear a lot about me when you were there? Most likely. What was it like there?
Man, I would say definitely heard about you, you know, all the USC quarterbacks who came through there. I mean, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say just playing in the Coliseum, you know, that Coliseum, that's history right there. So many events, historical events have been placed in there. You know, just being able to play there, you know, where all of the alumni were able to play, you know, it's a great feeling. It's different, you know, I feel like playing in there. So I say that, and obviously, you know, the facilities were cool, the campus was great, and I mean, you just can't beat LA, so, you know, why not come to USC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were there with the new facilities. I was there with, like, the leaky mm-hmm. pipes in the locker room and the rats running around if you left your loop out and your mm-hmm. dirty laundry. But yeah. I got to know, after the games, I used to walk up the Coliseum tunnel. I'd see my family, do the interviews, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know those little ladies pushing around those carts with the hot dogs wrapped in bacon?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get a couple of those heart attack dogs on the way out of the stadium? Because I used to grab two of those.
You know I had to get me a few of those.
Hammer those things before I went out with the boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a prime meal right there. That's a prime meal. You know, you got to have one of those. I'd probably say like every other game, you know, you stop and get one. You can't have one every weekend, though, you know. But, yeah, those are some heat, though.
Victory dogs, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Mark, you and hot dogs. Let's not get started back up on that. We're talking draft and mm-hmm. everything that goes into it. You're getting picked 14th overall. You obviously have no idea. Can you kind of give me a little bit of what your draft day was like, how you spent it, you know, what was going through your mind, those emotions as the day approached and, you know, as you got picked?
Yeah. No, it was actually cool. You know, I went up to Napa with the family. You know, we had a big Airbnb, so, you know, all the family came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was real nice. You know, I just tried to take my mind off of it. You know, I didn't watch no TV. I was really just playing video games with the family, you know, staying on social media. And, yeah, I mean, draft happens, you know. It takes so long for your name to get called. I feel like even if you're, like, you know, a top 10 pick, you know, once it happens, it's a great feeling. And then, you know, just I didn't even really realize that the Jets traded up to get me in the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after Pops was like, yo, they traded up for you, I'm like, I mean, I guess they did, you know. So, I mean, that was a great feeling. You know, I thought I was going to go somewhere like Minnesota or something. But, you know, I'm happy to be here. And, you know, it's a real blessing. You know, that's something, you know, I'll never forget, as well as other people, you know, who get drafted. So, yeah.
You know, you talk about waiting 14. Some of us had to wait till 29. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm not bringing that up.
Yeah, bummer. It's a long process.
Shut up, Mark.
What was that like, right, Elijah? Shut up, Mark. So I don't know if you experienced this, Elijah, but so when they called, I knew for a fact from the night before, right? Mm-hmm. Seattle was going to take me at number 4 overall.
Yeah.
Seattle comes, the pick comes and goes. They take Aaron Curry out of Wake Forest, linebacker. And I was like, what the hell? And I got all my family there. We're like locked in on the draft. We didn't go wine tasting and to a video game tournament like you. Mm-hmm. We were focused, all right?
Yeah, all right.
So I walk out of the room and nobody would come talk to me because they knew I was pissed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting in the room with my dad and I see the 201 area code. And I was like, Dad, that's Jersey. And he goes, I know, answer it. Mm-hmm. I said, Dad, that's Jersey. That could be the Jets. And he goes, okay, pick up the phone before you miss the call, right? So I get the call, and I get drafted. Like, it all happens in that room, just me and my dad, which was an accident because we had 50 people. You know how us Mexicans roll, dog. We roll in packs, so we got the whole place
packed. Family in there, yeah.
And, yes, the abuelas and the tios and the tias, everybody, bro. Mm-hmm. So the only people I forgot were those ladies making the hot dogs. I come back in the room and we had to reenact everything. Mm-hmm. We had to like fake the call for ESPN and the TV and all that. Did you have to do any of that, like the fake it and act a little bit?
Yeah So what happened was, like, I got the call and then I'm on the phone and like everybody's like talking. I'm like, yo, can you guys like be quiet, because like everybody's in the living room. I can't hear what they're saying. And then like after I got the phone, I'm like, yeah, it's the Jets. And then, you know, everybody starts going crazy and everything. So that was real cool. And then they were like, yeah, so can you reenact that when they show it on TV? And I was like, I guess so. I mean, we're going up twice, I guess. So that was cool. That was real cool.
All right. So you're in Napa.
It feels kind of weird, though.
But well, hold on. I got more important stuff, Mark. Shush. You're in Napa. Mm-hmm. And did you have a favorite wine while you were out there? Mark and I go back and forth on this all the time.
I wasn't really a wine drinker, I'd say.
Okay.
Until it's off season, you know, me and the wife, we would head up to Napa a couple times, mm-hmm. went wine tasting. But I'd say I'm kind of a rookie to it, so I like the dessert wine. You know, it's more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say that right now.
All right.
But, you know, like I said, I'm a rookie, so you know.
I feel like we're gonna have to break you in. So you get drafted. Mm-hmm. What was your first? Your first experience here in New Jersey, New York, did you come out before rookie minicamp? Was it straight rookie minicamp? Mm-hmm. Give me that lay after you get drafted and you're like, all right, what now?
Yeah. So, after I got drafted, it's funny because COVID like was still a thing, mm-hmm. and the year before they didn't fly they didn't find anybody out. So I'm thinking, okay, COVID's still going on. You know, that's why we're in Napa. But then they're like, yeah, so we're going to have you hop on a flight. And I was like, okay. So, you know, we had to go back to Oakland, get all our stuff, and fly out of Santa Rosa, which is like an hour away from the house. So that was a whole hassle. Then we got here, you know, met everybody. And then you come back like a week later for rookie minicamp. And after that, you kind of stay for OTAs. But it was funny because I didn't know that the facility and even the stadium wasn't in New York.
Okay.
So I'm like, so we're all flying around the, you know, plane. And like, I'm like, yo, like, mom, look, that's New York. I'm like, yo, that's the stadium right there. Then we land and we're in Newark Airport. And then they take us like all the way out here to Florham Park. I'm like, yo, where are we going? Like, so I didn't know, you know, everything was in New Jersey, but you know, it's cool out here.
It is kind of nice out here.
Yeah,
so, Mark, you enjoyed your time out here, right?
No, I love my time out there, but yeah, it was different. Realizing that you're not right in the middle of the city, and I guess in some ways that's good.
No, it's definitely
a little space.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. You know, we're about like I'd say an hour from the city. So it's not hard to get into, you know, if you have like a driver. No way I'm driving into the city. I don't do that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
No.
Nick used to take me in his helicopter. He was big time. So
big time, huh?
He kind of hooked it up.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was your
right
house that we took the helicopters from. It just landed right in the backyard.
Just two big ballers, you know, the privilege to talk to you
just,
right now.
You know.
Nah.
Old school stuff. Okay, I got one for you. You got an awesome gift from your QB, Zach Wilson, or I think you call him Z-Dubs. Z-Dub.
Yeah, Z-Dub.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll answer my call if I call him Z-Dub or put him Z-Dub in my phone.
Just keep on ringing him.
So he had a partnership with JetBlue, plug.
Yeah.
And he got you guys flight vouchers to wherever you wanted to go. Did you use the voucher yet? Because I used that idea. You probably stole it from me way back when. They were still flying airplanes back then, if you can believe it. But we got that gift for Nick Mangold and the five blocks of granite that were in front of me when I was a rookie. How was that gift? Did it surprise you at all that Z-Dub would be so generous? And where did you go?
Yeah, so I haven't used them yet, but I plan on going to Jamaica soon. Yeah, so I've never been there.
It's great. I just got back.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Spring break.
Didn't you just go, Nick? Yeah.
Right around Montego Bay.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going around there, too.
You got to go to the Glistening Waters.
Glistening
the Luminous
Waters?
Lagoon. Yeah, I'll get it to you. Because
yeah, text me that.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. Like, the algae, it's bioluminescent algae. If you ever saw Moana, that'll give you a chuckle.
Yeah.
And, like, you're swimming in it. It's nighttime. You're like, it just glows. Hey, that's too far down. Yeah, so
Nick
highly recommend.
Glows anyway if he swims at night.
Yeah, well, it's the toxic. I won't get into that. Yeah, so Mark was very generous, and he was a great gift giver. So I'm glad that Zach is following those lines.
Yeah.
Did you have any other – did you have the rookie moment where you're like, I'm here, I'm in the NFL, and, like, this all just hits me that I'm here, like, I belong in the NFL. Did you ever get hit with that? Was it training camp, maybe a game, something anywhere, maybe even a practice. Like, you're just, oh, shoot, I'm in the NFL.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, I had a moment where I felt like I belonged here because I felt like, you know, I worked for this opportunity, so, you know, I should belong in the NFL. But I'd say it really just hit me probably the first game, to be honest, because I didn't have any preseason games, so, you know, I didn't even play in the crowd yet. But, I mean, that was, like, really cool, you know, just seeing the NFL logo everywhere and, you know, I don't know, just being in the Panthers stadium, that was really cool. But I feel like everybody has their own moment when it hits them. And for that, it was me. And I was just like, I didn't even really know what to think about, to be honest. Like, I just, you know, you had to take it all in. So
the best really part cool. is you'll never forget that. Mark, what was yours? You remember yours?
I think that first preseason game we played against, first or second one at home against the Rams, but I remember going through my cadence and I think Rob Turner was in. I don't even know if you were in, but I went through the cadence and my mouthpiece fell out right on the ground as I was like, set hut, and boom, my mouthpiece flies out. And I was like super embarrassed. And the linebacker started laughing at me.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I go pick
that's
up tough. my my mouthpiece, and I was like, damn, that's embarrassing. And then I dropped a dime to Clowney, like our first play. And I probably wouldn't have thrown that go ball. I was probably going to check it down, but I was like so kind of like pissed off that I got, you know, embarrassed during the cadence. And I was like, screw that, dude. I'm throwing it downfield, at least going for something.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that was weird. It was a weird one, a little different than college for sure. But is there anything last year, Elijah, that any player that you either look forward to playing against or after you had played against them, you're like, damn, that dude's a real one, or that guy's like, wow, I've always watched him play, or he's bigger than I thought, he's faster than I thought, or yeah, he's a chump, I built him up a little too much.
Yeah, no, if I had to pick one dude, actually I'm gonna go with two dudes. I'm gonna go Fletcher Cox, because you know we practiced against him in the
not little
not little at all. No, that's a big man right there, but we practiced against him in the joint practices we had. And then I knew we were going to see him again, so I was excited about that. But, you know, he's a dog, so that was crazy. I mean, because I've just, you know, seen him play in the whole Super Bowl and everything like that. And then another dude, who's the other dude? I can't remember the name right now. I don't know why I'm blanking, but, yeah, Fletcher Cox, that was definitely one of them. I was like, yo, this dude's really lining up across me right now. I got to, you know, put my game on. So that was really cool.
All right, let's go.
Did you call an emergency double team, or did you just take them on your
own? Heck no, man. We don't do that around here.
Yes, we do. All right, enough of this serious football
squeeze,
stuff. all right, so word on the street is you're a really good singer. There's rumors going around town.
Who said that?
I've heard these things.
Thank you, okay. Nick.
Not you, but did you know that Mr. Sanchez was on an episode of The Masked Singer?
Oh, where are you now?
Two episodes.
Okay. Sorry, he didn't tell me, so I didn't get to watch. Okay. Is there any chance that at some point we can get a sing-off between the two of you?
I mean, we can do that, definitely.
Done.
We're not doing it right now, because I don't want to hear
more. Yeah, not today, though, because I'm...
Well, yeah, you got to have it in person. Yeah, you know, we got to have a couple judges.
I
got
to get my vocal coach and everything.
Oh yeah, do you?
Well, he was on The Masked Singer. I mean, that's he's kind of a big deal, unfortunately.
That's really cool, though. I didn't know that. That's quite an experience right there.
It probably was. He still hasn't told me about it. I go, you know, I went to the Super. I go out for Super Bowl week in L.A. and I don't even see him. He didn't even come say hi. So anyway. All right, for every guest that we have, the last little bit that we do is like a rapid-fire question type thing. All right, so just when it gets to the top of your head, you just hit it. I'll start off, and we'll start with what is your favorite type of pizza?
Margarita pizza.
Ooh, margarita, nice.
Mm-hmm. Keep it classy.
Take it. Your favorite place to vacation?
I say over in Mexico with the family.
Ooh.
Yes, Acapulco.
Andale.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Love it. Favorite music artist?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I say either G Herbo from Chicago, rap artist, or Larry June from the Bay Area. All right. Top two right now.
Perfect.
Okay. Sneakers or sandals?
Ooh, I say sneakers. You could do more with them. But I'm a big sandals guy, too.
I was going to say, you're wearing sandals right now.
I'm wearing sandals. I wear these sandals every day to the facility. I have to be comfy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Please don't show your feet
That's
again.
A big sandal guy right there.
My bad. Yeah. Rex is gone. We're safe.
Now we have to edit this. Thank you. All right. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes. Definitely pancakes. They're very versatile. Blueberry, chocolate chip, banana, whatever you want. Actually, Lakin Thompson just hit me up. He said, you put, like, caramelized candy in your pancakes. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's fire. So, I mean, I'm going to try that one day. You know, I have
tomorrow
to
sounds
know.
Like a good day.
It really does.
Awesome. Thank you so much, AVT, for coming in, our first ever in-studio guest. Mark will be better next time, I promise. thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you USC boys could connect up.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
All right, bro. Good luck. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Fight on.
What an awesome interview from our guy, AVT. No surprise. USC product, polished, well-spoken, great stories. and an absolute baller. I think he had, what, like 981 snaps last year, only gave up one sack. You know, got a great gift from Zach Wilson. I feel like this guy's, you know, sky's the limit for this guy. He's going to do great with gangrene. But switching gears a little bit, we talked a little bit about the draft. I was in Vegas, Nick, making probably some of my best decisions of my Vegas career. And I was just doing some marketing stuff. So it was nothing to report home about. But you were across the pond. You were in London with, you know, promoting the New York Jets in the United Kingdom. What's going on over there? Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So had the opportunity to go out to London. We did our fourth round, 111th pick from the top. It was the view from the Shard. And the Shard is the tallest building in London. Nice. It's not what you think, Mark. Don't laugh.
And it's not Big Ben either.
And so it was a lot of fun. It was great being out there. Like, have you ever played in London?
Never.
Never. All right. So I got to play there in 2015. And then I was back over for when the Jets played the Falcons in last October 21. And so it's been pretty neat, been able to get pop back and forth to London, here and there, which is, you know, it seems like it's a crazy flight, but it's really not that bad. And so it was a lot of fun, you know, and being able to do the different food content, we have a lot of fun stuff coming out from that. I spent two full days of just doing all content and media, the draft pick, which was a whirlwind extravaganza. I mean, I feel like we got to do a lot of content, and it was great. And you actually, for everyone out there, if you go follow, it is NY Jets in UK for Twitter and for Insta or Instagram. I think Insta is the way the cool kids say it. It's New York Jets in UK. They have all the behind the scenes stuff. They're going to put out some original content throughout the year. And it's pretty neat. Like, so, you know, as the NFL broke up the international marketing rights, the Jets were awarded in the UK. And so I think there's going to be more done there throughout the years with different players, different activities, parties. We had a draft party Friday night, which was a lot of fun. Got to hang with some fans. And the passion in London is fantastic. I don't know if you have plans to get over there anytime soon. But the NFL passion is pretty neat. I remember when I was over there in 2015, it was almost like, you know, it was like a kid who gets a shiny new toy and like, this is awesome, I love it, but I have no idea how to play with it. And so I felt like that was a little bit. And then, you know, fast forward to 2021 and being at the game, the fans are in tune to the gameplay, still have that enthusiasm. So I think it's only going up from there. So it's pretty neat.
So let me translate this for our viewing and listening public. Content means you ate for 2 days straight. And somebody happened to film you just eating different food. And then you announced a draft pick. So the rest of the time, you're just partying with your new United Kingdom friends.
Yeah, I would say you're
pretty
like,
much sick. It.
Yeah, we did do one of the content things was a food segment. It was a street one.
It lasted 8 hours.
It was all my meals. I did take a picture of my last meal in London. So I feel like, you know, I felt weird doing it, but I had to. It was a beautiful pie. It was delicious. Mm. And pie does not mean what you think it means in London, sir.
Like a shepherd's pie, is that you're talking?
No, this was more of like a chicken pot pie.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a pizza pie.
Not a pizza pie, not a cherry pie. Okay. It was a chicken and leek pie, came with some mashed potatoes, green beans, carrots. Okay. Oh, it was phenomenal. Washed it down with a Guinness. I don't know if I can say that, but, it was a lot of fun. It was neat. And, you know, I think, it's something good for the NFL, you know, the way that they, are trying to market this thing internationally. It's going to be a lot of
There's a game
content.
In Munich this year in Germany. It's awesome.
I saw that. Yeah. I forget. Did they announce who's playing over there?
That I don't know, but I know it's Germany, London, there's a Mexico City again. But the NFL is just expanding and it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I think, you know, it was neat. We got to see some of the sights and everything. I didn't get to bring the kids with me because, spoiler alert, the Mangold's got a new dog. And so,
ooh,
pretty excited. What
kind of pooch are we working with?
We got a Ligoto.
Something. Can I get? Wait, wait.
I already said it.
What'd you? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
All right. If you, God's on. Got
to be something right. Hypoallergenic, and I feel like you guys are golden doodle. Golden doodle.
No golden doodles. It is a.
Oh wow. Ligoto.
Yeah, it's a Ligoto. Which is actually a, it's an Italian truffle hunting dog.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. But in Jersey, we don't have a lot of truffles. So it's just there to look cute and play with the kids.
Sniffing around. Yeah. Or
yeah. Okay. If it sniffs around the wrong place, you never know what it's going to find. Hello, Jimmy Hoffa. all right. Too far. Awesome. I think this was a fantastic episode. Mark, we need to get you in studio. It was great having AVT in studio. Thank everyone for listening. Thank you, Mark, for being the best that you are. This was a great episode. I had a lot of fun.
I had a blast, man. Don't forget to rate, review, follow, and listen on the iHeart Radio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast.